Hello, it's Brody. I love bringing mummification to you each week, and if you'd like to support me to keep doing that, you can make a once-off donation through the Acast supporter feature. There's no regular subscription, and your donation will help pay our music license, buy audio gear, and put fuel in my car so I can keep interviewing the amazing women who share their stories with us. There's a link in the show description and episode show notes.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to Mummification. I'm your host, Brody Matner. This podcast is a space for women and parents to talk about how they're feeling. And sometimes they feel like swearing. So this episode may not be suitable for young ears.
Yes, cheers.
Cheers.
All right. You should lay out the story to begin with.
Here's the story.
I'm going to just sit and sip my wine and you do the story.
Originally, I was due to go back to my job, my paid job.
Are you going way back?
Well, I'm just giving a very brief.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to do it?
No, sorry. It's your podcast.
Originally, I was due to go back to work when June turned one, nearly a year ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do that, and I started my podcast and we had that discussion. Leith and I had that discussion. And the plan was always for me to make money off the podcast eventually. But to do that, just so everyone knows, you need 10,000 listens per ep. Which is decent.
To make meaningful money.
Yeah, to make money that's from advertising that's kind of equal to what I would have been earning working part-time in my old job. Or close enough. And so I would like to say that having the luxury to make that decision and give that a really good crack. It was a massive privilege, and I always understood that, and I always felt that, and was really appreciative of it. And that, of course, meant that Leith was working and earning all that money.
All of our abundant money.
All of our millions of dollars. And then this year was sort of crunch time, and although we knew that I wasn't going to make enough money off the podcast in that, in less than a year, we still kind of, gave it a crack. But this year we decided that I was offered some freelance work, and so we decided that I would do that freelance work, and we had a chat about, maybe Leith would quit his job and he would be freelance and I would be freelance and we would do this magical freelance dance where...
Sounds so stressful, doesn't it?
It does. Where one of us would always be with the girls. And then at the end of one of my freelance gigs, I was offered a position in whatever capacity it would work for us. And so here's the discussion.
Yeah, that literally happened
2 days ago.
Not even, really.
And so you were really excited.
Yeah.
By that prospect.
You rang me at work.
Yeah.
Well, and from my side, work at the moment has been the last 6 months of work. I've had to work 5 days a week, whereas prior to that I was working 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And we should say now that, like, also that was – we consciously made that decision to work less. Financially it's really hard, like it's hit us, and we kind of supplement my income with savings to keep living, and we're running out of our savings pool for that, you know. So that last 6 months where I was working full-time helped that, but also I didn't like it. Like,
well, and there was
it was a really stressful job as well, like that I was working on and all sorts of stuff. And then that finished, and originally where I'm working, I started working there, working on Australian films, thinking, oh, you know, this could be really good. It's a it's cool to work on Australian films because I get to talk directly to the director and the producers, and, you know, you're more involved in the film and all that, and it's really exciting instead of just being a cog in a wheel at a big studio. And I thought maybe one day, you know, I could build up some client contacts and one day have my own business or something. And then over the course of this last job, I've kind of, in the back of my mind was like, is this viable, like, to do that in the future? And at a low level, maybe it is, but, like, to do kind of just average work, but to do really good work, like the kind of work that I'd want to do, I don't think, like, I had this discussion with Roger the other day. Well, I was like, do you actually think this is possible? Like, is there a spot for us in the market here? Like, because it feels like nobody's got enough money in Australian films to make, to do CG visual effects, all the 2D visual effects. They can kind of do the cheap stuff, but anything that's, like, interesting and gets bigger and you need a bit of a team straight away, they don't, they just feels like they can't afford it. I would have thought that Blueback, of all the jobs, would have been able to afford something in the middle ground. But yeah, so I was really disheartened after Blueback, and so now I've got this, I've been in this kind of longer than 2 weeks, kind of going around in circles and kind of figuring out, you know, how much to, where I should be putting all of my kind of time and effort. And I was kind of rearranging my brain a bit, I guess. And then you called me on, what is it, Thursday it's, now? So you called me on Tuesday afternoon and said,
is that what I sound like?
That's what you said.
Go on, do your best to me.
No. Anyway, he said, yeah. He said, Stevens offered me a job. And I didn't, like, and I was really excited.
I think you said, I'll resign.
Yeah. I said, so does that mean I'm resigning? And because it had gone through my, we'd talked about it before that anyway.
Yes.
That they like you there and they need someone and you're a good fit, and they'll probably ask you. And then 2 days later they did ask you.
Mm.
And it was like, ooh. So then it was like, oh, okay, what does that mean?
And so
do you actually want to do it to begin with? Which is the big problem at the moment, I think, the big question.
Well, I mean, the, I think what I'm struggling, well, I'm struggling with a few things. Firstly, for the last 6 months, nearly a year, I've been getting, you know, my work has been the podcast.
Yeah.
And although it hasn't been earning us any money, I've so loved it. Mm-hmm. I've loved it, and I've felt so fulfilled, and I've felt that I'm making a positive difference to people, even if that's only one or two people. Mm. You know, I've had people message me and say that it's made a really big difference for them. And that's been so fulfilling. And so there's a lot of me that feels like I'm taking a step backwards because I'm just going back to what I used to do.
Yeah. Mummification felt like it was where you, like you felt like you'd found your groove.
Yeah.
Like you hadn't necessarily found your groove in the work.
No.
But you'd found a really good spot.
In terms of what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Like in that it hit all those kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it does. It hits those kind of things.
You're talking about it in the past tense.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
The podcast is dead.
No.
Yeah, so and me taking, so if I, we're mid-negotiation and if I.
You mean us or you mean with Stephen and
with Stephen Polly and or Holly? Polly.
And us.
And us. Everyone is mid-negotiation, but what's on the table at the moment is 4 days a week, which means that I won't have time to do the podcast anymore.
Yeah.
Let's
explain why we went. We're thinking 4 days a week.
So we're thinking that Leith would resign. Oh, Jeannie's just got to go up to Jeannie. Oh, here you go. You can do another one of your monologues.
Too tired tonight for a monologue. She's in June's room. It's dark in there, so she can't see anything, but I can see inside the cot because it's got that night vision stuff on the camera, and she's sliding her hand all over the cot trying to find a toothbrush, which is called mummy toothbrush. And there's a mummy toothbrush and there's a baby toothbrush, and they play, they're characters. And June took them to bed tonight because she wouldn't let go of them. And Brody had to find mummy toothbrush somewhere in the cot to get back to June so she could hold her in her hands before she fell asleep again. And now she's back to sleep. And Brody's coming back downstairs. I did a very short monologue. I sat here in silence for a while because. And then I saw you sliding your hand all over the cot trying to find the toothbrush. Did she get it?
Yeah. No, I took them all.
Oh, you took them away?
Yeah.
Okay. Poor Jane. Who's she going to cling to in the middle of the night?
Well, she'll be in with us in about an hour, so it doesn't matter. Right, so what's on the table is that I work 4 days a week. We decided that because I've been talking for a while. Do you want to explain? And I'm puffing.
No, this is good. You're puffing. You're
no, panting. No, I can do it.
You can pant off mic and then.
June's five flights up upstairs. So we decided on me working 4 days a week because Leith and I tossed up both working 3 days or one of us working 2 days. That's not really viable for your job. It's fine at the moment, but when you've got a...
When you get an actual, like, when you've film got to a, work on,
yeah,
it's hard to be a supervisor with when you're working 3 days a week.
Mm. And so we decided that the cleanest, most simple thing for us as a family was if we just did a direct swap. Mm. And you stayed home with the girls and I worked.
Yeah. It's easiest for your brain as well to not be thinking of, like for me at home, to not be thinking about work things when I'm with the girl or checking email or like just messages on Slack or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's easier. But then the flip side for you is you don't have any time for mummification.
I don't have any time for mummification. And also what I've been really struggling with is, and I know I said this to you the other day, is that I feel like I've spent the last, well, since June was born. Maybe I had a couple of good months at the start. But basically since June was born, I have been so internally angry, and I've had this rage. I've been short-tempered. I've had no patience. I've been grumpy. There was a particularly hard patch that we've spoken about before.
Mm.
And we overcame that, and I did feel much better. That reminds me, I've got to pick up more things from the naturopath. But as a generalisation, as a overall, I've been quite angry is the best word I can. Frustrated.
Angsty, just like angsty. A teenager.
I've been shit.
Yeah.
And whilst I've still...
I think it's been a lot more internal than external.
I think so too.
Like, we haven't felt it.
No.
The way you're describing it.
No.
And the girls definitely wouldn't have.
No, which was a goal.
Yeah.
So
from their point of view, it would have been amazing time with mummy. But maybe from your point of view, it's...
I've still, the whole time I've been conscious of the fact that I'm in a very fortunate position to have had that time with them, but I've still found it really hard.
Mm.
That's not to say I haven't enjoyed it, but I've struggled quite a lot, and over the last couple of months I've been... I mean, I have my days, but mostly I've been feeling much better and less angry and more really...
When do you think that started?
I think it started when I started doing 2 days of work of freelance work.
Yeah.
Because I remember... So for the last month I've been doing 2 days a week at this studio, and I remember on the first day, because whilst I go and do mummification work 2 days a week... It's a slow start, and then I come home whenever.
I mean, you're still dropping dropping the girls and picking them up most of the time, and so you're still doing all the mum things on the mummification days.
Yes, and I've been angsty about that, right? Like, even though I know intellectually that that's a really amazing, fortunate position to be in, I've been a bit poor me about it, which is. What a shit bloke. Like, that's, you know, I've been like, I don't start my day until 11 and then I finish at 4 and I don't get any work done. Instead of being able to go, how great is this? I get to work on this amazing creative project that connects me with people and shares people's stories and makes other people feel better. And I get to look after the girls. Yeah,
but it's that thing, like, you know you could be doing a better job, and it sucks when you know that you could be doing it better. Even though it's really good, what you're doing is really good, you haven't had the time to do it as well as you could or you want it to be.
No, I have originally... And so that
automatically makes you... It's like when a client tells you to do something but doesn't give you the time to do it. You automatically, instead of going, oh, yeah, great, this could be really good, you start getting shitty because you're hamstrung before you even start.
Well, and originally, so it makes
sense. But.
Yeah. And originally I was going to do it 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And I've only been doing it 2.
Particularly while I was on Blueback, which was like 6 months in the end.
Yeah.
And then after that you started freelance, so you didn't even have, would you have like a week of?
I think I had, 1 week of 3 days.
3 days,
And so that's the other thing. I haven't been able to give it as much attention as I wanted to see how far I could get it in terms of it becoming a project that made me, made us money. I'm not shitty about that. It's unfortunate, but it's not like I'm
damn you for working 5 days a week and actually making money so that we can live.
I know. Yeah.
It was just not very good timing.
Yeah. But also, I was thinking before, like, when else do you do mummification except when you're right in it? Like,
yeah.
Like, if you were doing it in hindsight, it'd be nice.
No, I'd be freaking happy about everything.
Everything would be roses, cupcakes and roses and...
Well, but that first... Like that. The first day I came home from that first... Sorry, the first day I did the full day of freelance work and I came home and jumped on the trampoline with the girls, I remember saying to you something along the lines of, do you feel this joyous seeing them every time you come home? Like, because they're just little beacons of happiness.
And they are. And they see you and they're like, oh, my God. They're so excited and all they want to do is, like, play with you. And you're like, yeah.
Which is why it's also hard being the one at home because you've slogged your guts out all day.
And then they just run off.
Everyone's foul by 4 p.m. And then daddy walks through the door and they're like, whoa, happy. And you all run around the house and I'm like, but so whether it's that I have actually had space and time away and I've been really busy at work or whether it's just that it is a bit easier now, hormonally I'm not as all over the place.
Yeah. It's really hard to know.
It's probably a combination of all of those things. But I'm feeling like...
Like you could be a better mum.
Yeah. Like I've got the capacity
for right it at now. The time you could be a better mum, this thing's come along and
I feel like I've wasted the last, not wasted, but I feel like what a dickhead. I've been so angsty and found it so hard. Not, and I know that this is, none of this is really, it doesn't really make sense because I know that I didn't have a choice. You know, if I could have decided to have just been happier and not so angry, then I would have done that, but I didn't feel like I had the capacity for it.
Yeah.
And now I do. And now I'm...
But what if we didn't swap and you continued on at home and things didn't really change? Oh, Jimmy's sitting up. How would you feel? Do you think it'd ponder when you walk? Do you want me to go up? I'm going to go and get a dollar deal from the cupboard.
A chocolate bar.
Our chocolate stash is in a Anzac biscuit tin at the top of the pantry. This is a Snickers bar. This is what it sounds like. It's a dollar deal. When you go to Woolworths, they have specials on chocolate. Every time you go, without fail, there's some of them listed at $1. And the last time I went, it was Snickers bars. So we have Snickers bars. The rule is we're only allowed to get one, although last time I got two, so that we don't have too many in the house. I got your dollar deal.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The question I asked was like impossible to answer. How would you feel after, you know, a month from now?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. Who knows? And who knows how you would be feeling now if you didn't do freelance work? And
yes. Yeah. You know, I just... And it, like Marley goes to school next year. She goes to kinder. You know, and I know that we'll... Like, that'll change things, but she'll still be tiny and, you know, as she grows, you know, like, I don't lose her when she goes to school. But I'm a bit like, oh, they're not little anymore, they're growing up and I'm, you know, I'm going to miss it. Like, but the flip side to all of this is that... I feel very strongly that I don't automatically, and how we operate as a family is that I don't automatically be the one, I'm not automatically the one that gets to be at home just because I'm the mum. Mm. And I've had a really, regardless of how hard it was, I've had a really good turn and you have gone to work 4 or 5 days a week. You haven't always been totally fulfilled and completely in love with your job. You know, you're really good at it. There are lots of bits of it that you like, but like any job,
yeah,
there are also bits that are hard and frustrating and
yeah.
And so even like today you said, do you feel ready? Would you ever feel ready? And I said, no and no.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I would. I mean, maybe I would. And again, it's really hard.
Depends what it was. If it was full-time mummification, not full-time, but like if you were like, if oh, this is earning me a really good income. If I work 4 days a week now, I can, you know, support both of us.
Absolutely.
Absolutely you would. Because it's your, like, a purpose.
Yeah. It's not like I think if I take the role and you stay home, I'm going to resent you. I don't think right. that's...
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think you have to feel locked in either. Like, you can... No. If it's not working or
yeah.
whatever, like... We can change things later. Like
that's another thing that is making me feel better about it. Is like I was talking the woman I interviewed today, Kate. She said, you know, it's not like when we finished school, and it was, what do you want to be?
No,
you'll be that forever.
Yeah.
You
can chop and change as much as you. One, and I think a lot of people forget, like, when they're employed full-time or whatever, they forget that, like, no, you Not really. Like, you're like full time, yes, and month to month, but you only have to give a month's notice usually. And so you can change whenever you want. Like, mm. And a month is no time. Like, so from that perspective, you're not locked in at all. You're locked in as much as you are to a lease, even less, because it's easier to change a job than move a house. You know, like,
depending, but yes. The other thing is, and what I felt when, so when Marley turned one, I went back to work 4 days a week, and you dropped down to 3 days a week, and so you had
an. What happened? Say that again.
I did 4 days. And you did 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's right. We're doing daycare.
Yeah, she's in daycare 2 days a week. Mm. And I really struggled with that because then you became the one that knew everything.
Mm.
So that'll be shit.
Yeah.
And also, I know I keep saying to you, and look, I am beating myself up a bit at the moment, so it's, you know,
get you my time. Definitely are. I could see it in your face all day, like all afternoon.
I'll get my tiny violin out and.
No, like, fair enough. It's a big decision.
It's, well, the other thing is, what we've been speaking about for the last couple of months is that we would move further out of the city. We would move to a property that had a bit more space, a property that's a bit grand. We would move to a house that had a bit more space outside because our girls love being outside. And I, so in my head, and you, and I would keep doing mummification and you would work more from home. And so in my head, I've gotten used to this like idyllic, and again, this is an outrageous position of privilege that we could even fathom this, and please don't think that we are gazillionaires. We're really, no, we're really not. But we're willing at this stage of our lives
to we're take willing a financial to be poor hit. So we can
poor so it's strong, not poor, but you know,
live yes. Well, we live beyond our means.
Absolutely.
So we just deplete our
savings.
But
so in my head I've been like, great, we're gonna go next level hippie. And live out and, you know, I'll do the podcast and you work from home. And
we'll all be in the garden all day.
The kids will swat around all the time. And so I've gotten used to this idea in my head, and now I'm going to be, if this job goes ahead, which it's looking pretty likely, I will be around the corner from where we currently live.
Yeah.
And so it changes everything. Do we stay in our hovel of a house?
I don't really want to stay here.
I don't want to stay here, but I also don't want to commute.
It's not a hovel. Like, it's a decent size. Nice, it's just falling apart.
And all the, like, the chipboard in the kitchen is, like, damp down the bottom. So it's, like, swollen down the bottom of the cupboards and stuff. Poor, anyway, look.
Poor us.
We are safe and warm, and all of everything we're saying is just within the context of our...
Well, so first family. World problems.
It is, yeah. But these are our problems that we have at the moment. This is the discussion we're having. So it's a really big shift. And the other thing is that when I went to 4 days a week after Marley turned one, we knew that we wanted to have another baby.
You knew there'd be an end.
I was like, yeah, I'll do this, but then I'll go on mat leave. Leith can be the favourite for a while because
then I'll be home with them. I'm the real mummy.
Yeah. But now you've had your dick cut off and we're not going to have any more babies. So that's my response whenever anyone asks me if we're having more babies, by the way. But we're not having any more babies. And so I know that it's I've got choice and all of those things, but I'm a bit... Oh, but I don't have an excuse to leave. You know, I don't have an excuse to go. It would just be me saying, I want to be at home with the girls.
That's fine. What's wrong with that? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know, but it's your turn.
Yeah.
And like today you said to me, would it be easier for you if I just said, can you please go to work so that I can stay home with the girls? Yeah. Which was very generous of you.
We also talked about this afternoon how, for me, it's not like this feels like lack of better words. It's not like I have a burning, like, desire to be home with the girls. Like, I want to be with the girls, but the being home 4 days a week, well, being home all the time is also a little bit scary in that it's like, I want to do it because I want to know what that experience is like, but I don't necessarily want to do it because I think it's going to be fun all the time. Going to be, like, I'm curious to see what my brain does.
You have a healthy fear.
I think so, yeah, that's a good way to put it. I'm a bit cautious of it. But at the same time, like, I'm like Paddington, resolute. he's a very resolute bear. No, yeah, in that I feel like that would be really good and it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know going to work is by far the easiest choice.
Yes.
Because, like, particularly at the moment, like, I don't have a film on for a little while.
You go and have tea and coffee and do your own whatever you want all day. I know. Which, like, is all I've wanted
for last week I was like, I was a bit like, hang on, there's too many choices for what I could be doing right now because I had that spare time. Yeah. And I was like,
strap in, man.
Yeah, I know. So that's the other side. Like, I'm leaving something that feels at the moment really comfortable.
But so whenever Leith has the girls and I'm at work, Leith always manages to do, like, the laundry and the house is always tidy and you're like, oh, yeah, I was really on it today. Oh, yeah, the girls played on their own really happily and I could do all of the house stuff. And I'm like, when they're with me, they're hanging off me. I can't go to the toilet without both of them there. And
Marley, don't close the door.
Every time I go to the toilet, don't close the door.
Can't even do a poo.
It's probably less pleasant for all of you than me, but fuck, it's hard, isn't it?
But that'll change. If it's just me
and then home, I'll be devastated that they're not clinging to me all the time and that I can go to the toilet without them. Maybe. I'll be really upset about it.
But you might have to console me because my brain's falling apart and I have to go and see Rue to get some magic potion.
Magic hormone potion.
I don't know. Who knows?
Is it the grass is always greener thing? Like, I think what I would really like is 3 days.
Yeah.
I would feel really good about 3 days.
Yeah, so if we could do...
But that doesn't work for your job.
No. And but what if I did something else? But I... Like if I did... If you're doing 3 days and I did 2 days, what could I do for 2 days?
Or you could do 3 days.
Yeah.
Because Parley... Because the girls one day.
Could. I would have to go and look for something else to do, I think. You know what I mean? Which wouldn't be like that. That's not that big a deal.
I'm also really interested, though. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what your brain does when you've got the space.
What space? Like,
well, I'm not saying that, like, when you're home with the kids you've got heaps of time to think, but when you're not, when you don't have work brain.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be really interesting to see with what you come
up with. Because usually I'm preoccupied with, like, even over the last week, like, I changed my thinking last week because at work there's no clear direction for where Roger wants the business to go, and he's probably going to retire and all that kind of stuff. So last week I was doing work which would have been beneficial to me in terms of professional development, but then also the business as well. But then the time I was sinking into it, I was like, this, you have to put, like in anything in visual effects, you have to put in heaps of time to get to a result or learn something which can give you a result which looks moderately good. Anyway, I was like, I'm spending a lot of time doing this, which actually is not beneficial. And then I started thinking about all sorts of things. I was like, that's what happens to my brain when I have space.
But it
was beneficial in that I started looking at, like, reading about time management and where to put your time, because if you're putting heaps of time into something which isn't of significance, you might be able to do it really well, but who cares? Like, nobody cares. So what, like, what's it does, if it's not getting you somewhere, don't do it. You know, if it doesn't.
So you're saying.
I don't know. So this has all been going around in my head this week. It's been a big week. Like, I'm trying to think of an analogy, but I don't have one.
You're two glasses in and it's like 9:30.
I'm two glasses in, yeah.
Another thing Kate, who I interviewed today,
yeah,
said was, like, when she's, you know, when she's stressed about something at work, how she kind of grounds herself, pulls herself out of it, is by going, are the girls okay? Are they happy?
That's good.
And so if I take that, if I'm at work 4 days a week and they're at home with you, will they be well cared for? Will they be happy? Yes, yes.
Also, like, keep in the back of your mind, this can be for as long as as short or as short as we want it to be. This could be, like, you know, previously when you were doing 4 days a week, you knew it was only going to be a year or whatever it was. And you're like, great, I'm out in a year.
Yeah.
What if you just said to yourself, well, you gave yourself dates, like, I'm going to reassess in 3 months, 6 months. And at each point you make a decision whether you're liking it or not, and have other opportunities come along if they have change. I'm able to work. I think historically my brain works that way because I work on films and they run for
a few months.
And then at the end of a film you reset and you reassess where you're at.
Whereas I work on ads and they go for 30 seconds.
Yeah, so it's different. It's so inherently I'm used to at the end of a film going, oh,
yeah, what's and next? You do, and especially because the last couple of big films have been massively punishing. And you've done a big reset at the end of each of them, or reassess. How does, like, everyone who knows you not want to be married to you?
What do you mean?
I just don't understand how, like, how does everyone not want to be married to you?
Well, I'm not, I don't think I'm funny. You know what I mean?
You are funny.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I think I'm funny to you.
You're really funny to me.
Maybe in private I'm funnier than I am in.
It's your impersonations. But, so look.
Some people find me a bit weird, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think they used to, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of weird? Just
some people who don't get me. Don't get you.
Some people don't get.
Yeah, just don't get people.
I think what's going to happen is that I'm going to take the job for 4 days a week. Mummification's going to die. It's not going to die. We've discussed this.
What about the idea of, well, it depends on how much. So there's the financial issue. It depends on what they offer you.
Mm.
Because you're releasing less episodes less often anyway.
Mm.
Maybe you could fit it in, but do you want to fit it in? Mummification.
Like, I do because I love it, but if I'm working 4 days, it's going to take me away from the girls more.
Yeah.
You know, if I've only got 3 days a week with them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go back to work, both of them, 5 days a week, and they have their kids on the weekends, and that's what they do. And yeah. That's
what you get used to. Like,
yeah.
from a husband point of view, if you're working 5 days a week, you just get used to, particularly from the beginning, if you're doing it from the beginning, 5 days a week is your norm, and you don't know what it's like to work less and to be with the kids more. So that's norm. Like, you don't. And also, if you do it occasionally, being with them more, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know? It's only once you've been doing it for a while and you all get used to it that it becomes a bit easier and you really start to enjoy it. But, like, the occasional day is like, oh, my God, this is, like, exhausting.
Mm.
They're just nonstop and I don't know how to – I don't know what I'm meant to feed them or, you know.
Mm.
Got to get them all in the car. It's hard and – Ethan. June's done a poo in the pool. Oh, how do I? The kiddie pool. Like, she did a poo in the pool and I had to get her out and it was too full to be able to carry just the pool up over to the garden.
Did you, like, fish the poo out?
No, I dragged the pool. They were both watching. I dragged the pool all the way to the garden bed and then rolled it. Until it got really full on one side and then tipped it into the garden bed. So there's poo in that garden bed.
Okay. that was a while ago. Mice from the cat.
Yeah. Anyway.
But
anyway, what were we talking about?
That it's what you get used to.
Yeah, it's what you get used to.
Yeah. To summarise.
Mm.
I don't want to be apart from the girls for 4 days a week. Feel like it's a step backwards in my career, even though financially it's a step forwards. Also, that career point's a bit mute because I feel like while the girls are little, yeah. I am happy to do whatever we need to financially that gives us the freedom to be with them as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I don't look at my career as a kind of
it's trajectory. More of a tool now.
Yeah. Like.
And I guess mummification is different to your career. Yeah. Like, it's a separate.
Yeah.
It's in a separate box.
And I worry that I wasted the time that I had with them by being so mentally challenged. But I can't, you know, hindsight. Can't change that. But I want to give you a turn. And that feels fair.
Yeah, I think that feels fair. Feels nice.
What's your Dr. Phil final thought?
I'd like a turn. Have a turn, please, Mummy.
Yeah. Yeah, we can have a turn. I think.
And it doesn't have to go for. It can go for as long as we want. I don't have
a big turn.
Oh, no, it's just a little turn. Maybe I'll be like, that's enough of a turn.
You might be.
Or maybe in 6 months or a year, something else comes along and they're like, it's a good opportunity for me, and then we change. Or it'll be longer than 6 months. But who knows? Maybe it'll just be good.
Maybe it will just be good.
We don't sound very excited about it.
It's late. And it's huge.
I mean, I was excited that first day.
When I called you that first day, you you were like, I'll quit. Do you want me to quit now or resign? I'll resign. Yeah, I'll work. I'll stay at home. You work. I'll stay at home. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Can you? And then you were like, I'll do 2 days. I'll do 3 days. Oh, maybe I'll just quit. Oh, no. You were so, so pumped. And that's really, like, you deserve a chance to be that pumped.
I think my pumpedness has died down a bit. But yeah.
So, what's the plan?
Wait for them to send an offer.
Okay. Do you want to sing a song to take us out? Like Tammy Faye. Tammy Faye. Do you want to sing a song, Tammy? Can you do it?
Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does.
Okay, I'll just grab the cat.
Wait, hang on. Go to sleep, my baby. Close your little eyes. Angels are above you, peeking at you dearly from on high. Great big moon is shining, birds begin to sleep. It's time for Mom and Daddy to go to sleep.
Mummification is produced and hosted by me, Brody Matner. Our beautiful music is composed by Ben Talbot Dunn. If you're enjoying the show, please rate, review and subscribe. You'll be notified when a new episode is released and it helps us reach new audiences, which in turn will hopefully help more women feel less alone. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.